Order.
After revealing a threat to contaminate infant milk powder products with 1080 poison, government ministers used questions from their own backbenches to reassure the public that there was nothing to worry about.
Officials have analysed the supply chain in meticulous detail right through from cow to can and have worked with manufacturers to put in place additional security measures.
The Minister for Primary Industries, Nathan Guy, who is backed by the Minister for Food Safety, Joe Goodhue.
Mr Speaker, I have the utmost confidence in the integrity of our food safety system. I can reassure the New Zealand public that we're doing everything in our power to protect the entire supply chain to ensure the safety of all infant and other formulas. This criminal threat is designed to cause fear in order to generate a political outcome.
And one political outcome in particular was advanced as the real cause of the 1080 poison scare announcement by the New Zealand First Party's Ron Mark.
Given that the Prime Minister has told us that this was kept quiet by over 1,000 people for 3 months and that the supply chain has been secured, is the only reason it was revealed yesterday, like with the GCSB and the Iraq deployment, because some reporters have been tipped off to make this an issue in the middle of a tight by-election.
And whatever the topic, from milk powder to the Reserve Bank, all roads led to Northland, with the Prime Minister, John Key, even contriving to promote National's by-election candidate in his answer to a question about interest rates.
Raising interest rates at this time is not the right thing to do. But, Mr Speaker, when it comes to being straight, here's the answer. Mark Osborne. Because guess what? Andrew Little doesn't know the answer to the question. Winston Peters or Willow Jean Brown. Order. He doesn't Order. Know the answer.
Order.
Just one of many references to the Northland by-election by the Prime Minister, while for the Chairman of the Finance and Expenditure Committee, National's Hamilton East MP David Bennett, politics quickly overtook policy when he launched the annual two-hour debate on the budget policy statement.
Winston is against the road from Welsford to Puhoi. That is what the voters of Welsford and North need to remember when they come to the election.
David Bennett was followed by Finance Minister Bill English, who first arranged for a patsy question from a former Cabinet colleague, now on National's backbench.
The Honourable Judith Collins.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much. Mr. Minister of Finance, what recent reports has he received on the government's finances?
Indeed he had.
This morning the Treasury released the government's financial statements for 7 months to January. These show in the year to January the government posted a surplus of $77 million.
Finance Minister Bill English. Now I spy with my little eye Rhys Lyon in one of the committee rooms.
The Intelligence and Security Committee swung open its doors to the public and media for its annual review of the Government Communications Security Bureau. Recently appointed Opposition Committee member David Shearer took the opportunity to put questions to acting GCSB Director Una Jargos.
My understanding of the Act is that you'll be helping government departments, organisations and probably some of our key strategic companies and whatever as well in terms of monitoring their communications to make sure it's not penetrated or whatever. Mm-hmm. Would that mean that you, by definition, I guess, you'd be looking at New Zealanders' emails?
The GCSB director said the government spy agency did monitor communications with the authorisation and approval of New Zealand organisations.
And in that process, there will be collection or passing through of information that belongs to New Zealanders. That is why it needs also to be authorised. But that is not the target, that is not the purpose of that work. The purpose of that work is cybersecurity, to look out for holes, look out for gaps, watch for malware, help people spot it coming. It is protection of New Zealand and New Zealanders.
Acting GCSB Director Una Jargos answering questions from Labour Party Intelligence and Security Committee member David Shearer. And meanwhile, across the corridor, another former Labour Party leader, now Law and Order Committee member, Phil Goff, had questions of his own when Police Commissioner Mike Bush appeared before the committee for an annual review of the police. Mr Goff mentioned his own recent experience as a victim of crime.
Car theft has dropped quite clearly. Vehicle theft from 22% down to 18% in the last year. Now, let me express my personal interest in this. My motorbike was stolen last week from outside the university.
a story which the police commissioner knew only too well.
I've had my motorcycle stolen. I know exactly how it felt. So we do put ourselves absolutely in the shoes of every victim. And we have always said the best thing we can do for a person or a victim is to ensure they are not a victim.
Police Commissioner Mike Bush speaking to the Law and Order Committee.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.